When they alighted from the train, the most important of these friends fell in beside him. One hand enclosed in her mother's palm, 8-year-old Alexandra Jarvis, a cheerful, chubby little girl with an inquiring mind, positively skipped along the platform, firing questions at Dillman.
"How do you know so much about ships?" she asked.
"Because they fascinate me," he admitted.
"Why?"
"It's in my blood, I guess. I was born and brought up near the sea. My father builds yachts for a living. When I was your age, Alexandra, I probably spent more time afloat than on dry land."
"Were you ever seasick?" "Don't pester, Mr. Dillman, dear," scolded her mother gently. "But I want to know."
"Everybody is seasick at first," he said.
"What does it feel like?" pressed the girl. "Alexandra."
The rebuke was reinforced by a maternal tug on the hand. Vanessa Jarvis turned apologetically to Dillman.
"You'll have to excuse her. When she gets too excited, Alexandra sometimes forgets her manners."
"No apology is needed, Mrs. Jarvis," he assured her.
"There," said Alexandra triumphantly. "Will I be seasick, Mr. Dillman?"
"I think it's highly unlikely on a vessel of that size, Alexandra."
"Good.
I bet you'll turn out to be a natural sailor."
"That's what I think. It'll be Noel who's seasick all over the place. No one will..."